Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone.
Gotta love Aaron Tippin, don't we?
I was born by God's dear grace. Extraordinary place for the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
America! Hello, everybody! I'm Scott Henlon.
And with countless dreams.
Kevin Flint is here. We're rolling with another edition of What's on Your Mind for a Tuesday. To join the program, you call us at 701-271-1100. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Here's a texter who says, why don't you name the legislators who ran on backing the blue but aren't supporting legislation that does that? Your listeners deserve to know that information. All right, let's get things rolling here, by golly.
Who are they? Who would they be?
I honestly have not named them personally because I don't remember who was on what side of that particular vote.
The texter, who are you thinking? Shoot them in.
Yeah, if you know, and I don't know that received a lot of attention, happened late in the session, and there was a little bit of back and forth on that, but I don't remember. Here's what I will pledge to do. We need to spend some time on that and hear from the people that opposed, you know, extra sentences for fleeing and resisting arrest and the other things that Drew Wrigley, U.S.
I can tell you who they are in Minnesota. I have a list. It's pretty much everybody.
You keep a list, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
They love to talk it and say it and repackage it and, you know, regurgitate it. But then they actually get there, and not really so much happening, anything much.
And, you know, we need to know. One name I know is Bernie Satram, who was the most vocal against what the Attorney General Drew Wrigley was proposing. So that's one name. I just know that. The reason I've not named any others is I don't remember who was on what side of that issue. Don't remember it. So we will spend some time on that in the coming days, because I think it is important that we revisit that a little bit. It wasn't particular to this case that we've been talking about with Jake Wallin, other than it's a perfect opportunity to say, okay, we back the blue, we're going to a memorial service. We think Jack Robinson is a hero. All these law enforcement officers, one, unfortunately, whose life was taken by Mohammed Bearcat, two others changed forever with significant injuries. We honor them. We appreciate them. But are we doing enough with that? That's the big question. So anyway, appreciate the text right out of the chute to get right to it. Speaking of Minnesota, the Center of the American Experiment is doing a series of off-the-cliff presentations. You know what off-the-cliff refers to, Ken?
That's a good way to look at it, yeah. Yeah.
It's,
get a herd going, one will just follow the other right over the cliff.
Yeah, exactly right. It's called Off-the-Cliff, Minnesota's Legislative Nosedive and the Climb Back to Sanity. There's an event today at the Courtyard Marriott Moorhead. Leaders in St. Paul pat themselves on the back over their transformative, their words, 2023 Minnesota legislative session.
I'm not joking. Think about it.
Transformative.
Transformative, yeah.
In what direction exactly? Yeah.
Oh, off the cliff completely.
Because they squandered a $17.6 billion budget surplus. They raised taxes to the tune of an additional $9 billion. They added thousands of new state government bureaucrats. And, of course, we get the old rolling blackouts from their energy policy. Failed to make the schools better, the streets safer. So how do you climb back to sanity? That's what they're going to talk about today, 11:30. A broad overview of the session from the American Experiment Policy Fellows and speakers answering questions about how the legislature impacted policies on the economy, public safety, energy, education, and more. 11:30 today. That's at the Courtyard Marriott, Moorhead. Take that in if you really want to understand what Minnesota's going under. I mean, you own a business, you ought to be there. You ought to know. If you are someone that's in Minnesota and saying, this can't continue, this has to stop, this is terrible, what they do, again, be worthy. Not enough to sit on the sidelines and bellyache about it. Arm yourself with the information and go to work. And climb back to sanity. That's happening at 11:30 today, Moorhead, Courtyard by Marriott. Todd Benzman will also be here. Our go-to on the border. Written the book Overrun, how Joe Biden unleashed the greatest border crisis in U.S. history. He has an update on the border situation, and let me warn you, it's not good news. Just saying. Not exactly good news there. And then also today, we're going to talk with Chief Financial Officers from Sanford Health about charity care. You're going to learn a little bit about charity care today. Here's, I think, one of the bigger news items of the day. And your questions and comments, welcome on any of those or any others at 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590 today on the program. Governor Doug Burgum, our governor in North Dakota, has qualified for the first Republican debate. It'll be on Fox News Channel in 29 days with August 23rd. Bret Baier and Martha McCollum, first Republican debate. So how about that? Ladies and gentlemen, that is because there was a new poll called the Morning Consult National Poll, which he received 1% in. So 1% in that national poll, 1% in another one called the JMC Analytics Poll, plus 6% in the University of New Hampshire poll, 3% in the Fox Business poll. Also, well over 40,000 individual donors, including more than 200 from 20 different states. Now, I want you to think about this a second. He achieved the donation metrics 6 weeks after announcing his campaign. Never held, never ran for national office before. I think the governor's doing something pretty extraordinary. I really do. And I think it's great for North Dakota. Continue to say that. Tell me if you agree or disagree today on the program. 701-271-1100. Kevin in Grand Forks. Kevin? Meet Kevin. We've got the Kevin Show going on.
Great here. Name, buddy. Great name.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, great. You did? Yeah, I was just wondering. One of these, the news conferences with the Attorney General and the FBI and all this, was any additional background checks done on any of these refugees that have been let in since 9/11 from the areas of the world that don't really like us?
Well, yes. The answer to that is yes. I mean, there is a vetting process. Is it enough? That's the big question. Some get vetted more than others. Some don't make terror watch lists, and they're still terrorists. I mean, there's a lot of nuances to that, Kev. That'd be my input, Scotty.
I would just add this, that, you know, it's very possible Mohammed Barakat, who is in the middle of a horrible situation in Syria, applies for asylum, gets sent to North Dakota, and at the time that he was accepted, there wasn't anything that would flag anybody to say, wait a minute, this guy might be a, you know. So it's possible that he's radicalized after he got here. Could they do better at vetting? Always. Always.
Oh yeah, I mean it's one of those things that it begs the question. I mean, they keep throwing people into areas of the country where Obviously, we're talking red and blue. I mean, people get sent off from when there's a Democrat in office, they get sent to the red states to try and change those ones. And Republicans are in office, they just probably send them wherever at all. So it begs the question, I mean, with all these Somali refugees that got sent to Minnesota, all the, I'm assuming it's Muslim refugees that got sent to Dearborn, Michigan, and all of this, why does nobody keep a track of how these people are acting? I mean,
they don't care
that this guy on his computer, the guy was on his computer and looking up things like how many people were actually at the street fair.
Yeah, mass killings or all the other chilling things that he was searching. You're exactly right. Yeah.
Well, and the exactly question, right, the word we have to put in there is radical. We have to put in, is this a jihadist? Is this a guy practicing and living radical Islam? Because he's not alone, and yeah, they're out there, but we should break down the tie between Islam and conservatism. There actually is one.
Good point, Kevin. Thank you.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Hey, this is Shane with Irie Insurance. Summer times means going for boat rides, camping in your RV, and swimming in your backyard pool. But unfortunately, these activities lead to increased risks. And let's face it, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks so you can spend your time with more important things, like finally hitting that perfect cannonball! To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
Wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
A heat alert out there. I didn't need anybody to tell me that there was a little bit of heat out there, but we have heat alerts now, ladies and gentlemen. You know, sort of like notices they put on a bottle of Tylenol. Don't take all of these at once. Really? Okay, thank you for that. Anyway, it's a heat alert, and here's some good news. You could be in a Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, a slash Super Pool. This thing sets up in less than an hour. For as little as $50 a month, everything included, you've got it. Made in the USA, comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any background into a beautiful summer getaway. There's a lot of summer left. If you're looking for a way to really, really, really enjoy it and welcome these heat alerts, check out the number one selling pool since 1997 in North Dakota, the Splash Super Pool, on display now at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo by Spitfire, Grand Forks in front of the Grand Cities Mall in Bismarck from the Walmart, the Expressway. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Here's a texter that says, Scott, what are your thoughts regarding binary triggers? Do you think we should ban them? I do, says this listener. The bad guys shouldn't have more powerful guns than our police officers. Well, Kevin answered that question in a second, but I will tell you this. I resist the urge that happens in cases like this to say, well, if this would have been that way, and maybe that gun would have been this way, and it wouldn't have had that modification here, and say, look, evil does as evil does. And the person you need to worry about is the person behind that trigger, not about this modification, that modification, whatever. And not to mention, let's be practical about it. If you said today, no more binary triggers, do you think they just melt all of a sudden and disappear? The bad guys still get them. So I'm not going to go down the slippery slope. That'd be my answer. You, Kev?
Absolutely spot on. It's not the it's the assaulter. It's not the device in which they perpetrate the assault. There's no such thing as an assault weapon or an assault bat or an assault rifle or an assault knife or an assault hammer. That whole thing just gets to me. You know, evil will do what evil does, whether it be with a knife or a minivan or a firearm or whatever. And one gun is not any, anyone with evil intent can take any sort of weapon and make it work for them. We see it all the time when evil rears its ugly head. So I think, yeah, you nailed it.
Texter says the federal government refuses to do its job keeping illegals from entering the U.S. Texas takes steps to do what the federal government won't and is told what it is doing is against the law.
Yeah, yep.
When is this insanity going to end?
Great question.
Entering the U.S. illegally is, hello, illegal. So how can preventing an illegal act be illegal? Joe Biden and his minions are absolutely nuts. By the way, back to the vetting question from the listener from Grand Forks before the break.
Mm-hmm.
Now more than ever, I think we should go, whoa, wait a minute. On this asylum stuff. Wait a minute. I mean, triple down on all the background checks that are done and things that are done to assure these people are not coming here to do us harm. We don't know how well they're vetted. We don't know. Well, you better know. You better know, and somebody better sign their name to it saying, hey, I know this one is clear to come in. Because how many have crossed the border? The southern border.
You saw it. You were down there. You saw the IDs being dropped. Who knows who's coming here? Who knows who's here?
So we have a huge problem.
No idea.
Huge problem. They've been sent all over across the United States. So we better start doing some serious vetting in every community that illegal immigrants have been sent to and slow down on the asylum process until we know there's been proper vetting.
Oh, and then the question is, how do you do the vetting? Where's the staff going to come from? Where's the resources going to come to, Trump was on the way. I mean, we were on the way to a secure border, at least to have some sort of handle on it. But, I mean, put it to your wildest imagination in the open, vast country that is our southern border. And who's been coming from 100-plus countries all over the world here? We don't have a clue. Even if they have their little packet and their court date. Okay. What's your name? Oh, Phil. All right, Phil. Well, here you go, Phil. Take this, and we'll see you in 4 years. What's your name? Bill? Hey, Bill. Hey, here's your package. Tom? Tom, Dick, and Harry? Oh, you three, you guys are together? Here's your packets. Go on in. Have fun. That's been going on for 3 years now, nearly 3 years.
By the way, that wasn't
mind-boggling.
That wasn't humor. It was factual.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's what's going on.
And do you want more insanity? The federal government, through FEMA, pays these NGOs who then give these people plane tickets wherever they want to go and a voucher pack and everything else that you and I are paying for. That's some true facts right there. Texter says, can I still get a Rolene Memorial sticker? You can.
Yep.
We have those at our studios at 2852 Thunder Road in Fargo. Free will offering, so if you want to throw a buck in, 10 bucks in, whatever, it's up to you. And we've raised a bunch of money already from these stickers, over 4,000 bucks, which is great. Goes to the families. And by the way, the stickers were made by S&S Promotional Group. Did a fantastic job on them. They are at our studios right now at 2852 Thunder Road. So if you haven't had a chance to get one, they're still here. Get them while they last, okay? That's important. Texter says, I've been preaching a while. Secede out state Minnesota. It's a little hashtag. Secede out state Minnesota. 494, 694 Metro versus the rest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hey. Well, we still got to deal with Duluth and Mankato and St. Cloud, but, yeah, I get your point. You know, it's funny, Idaho, they were talking with, Eastern Oregon is talking about somehow becoming part of Idaho. Like, you know, please, just take us. Draw the line here. Help.
Jim and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have so much on my mind and so much I want to share. I should probably get my own show, but we'll just go from here. Anyway, I don't think most Americans understand that this government, as a business, I work for the business, you work for business, we produce something. This government doesn't produce anything. Everything they have and everything that they do and use and are is because of us, the taxpayers. So they work for us.
Yep.
So they should answer our questions in a timely fashion and not use double talk and not say things like, oh, well, we don't like doing things this way. We're going to do it this way. Well, then explain to us what your other way is. We talked about these people with the protecting law enforcement bill that didn't pass. Okay, so if you have another plan, what is it? Don't just say you have another plan and then just move on to another vote. Tell us what your other plan is. But they don't have a plan. That's the problem. And then secondly, what gets me about this whole border crisis thing is the way it's written in the Word of God is the love of money is the root of all evil. And we know that most of our politicians are driven by money, which is love. And until they reach that number of people they need to swing all the votes they need to get all the elections they need to get to stay in power, we're going to keep having a struggle at the southern border. And it's so frustrating because it's like banging your head on the wall and wondering why you have a headache.
Exactly.
More on that at 10 this morning with Todd Bensman, who just returned from the border. Jim, thank you. Appreciate it. Call again. You might just get your own show. More after this. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's padded fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, promo code Scott, to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is set to meet this week with another interest rate hike widely expected. Last month, policymakers held off rate hikes for the first time in 15 months. The central bank will meet today and Wednesday in Washington, D.C., with the rate decision coming up tomorrow after the meeting. Officials have been trying to bring inflation down to 2%. The man who drowned while paddleboarding on a pond outside the Obama's Martha Vineyard estate has been identified as the former First Family's personal chef. Authorities confirmed yesterday afternoon that the body of 45-year-old Tafari Campbell was found in 8 feet of water about 100 feet off the banks of the Obama's property on Edgartown Great Pond. The Obamas were not at home at the time of the incident. The investigation of the crime scene at the accused Gilgo serial killer's home is likely to finish today or tomorrow. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Check out the lunch menu today at PetroServe USA for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Chicken pot pie or hot beef sandwich in Valley City. Highwood is beef and noodles today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, meatloaf or cabbage rolls. 12th Avenue, 929, chicken pot pie. The pulled pork special is what you'll find in Glendon today. PetroServe USA, orange chicken on 45th Street, 9th Avenue Southwest. PetroServe USA. Home cooking? Good. Grab and go convenience. You're going to love it. All right. Is John on? Daniel? Okay. Sounds good. Do a few more texts while you're getting our next guest. Texter says Pence has not made the cut at the debate. People have spoken. Is that right?
Yeah, I think him and Christie and
Christie's made it.
Miami mayor are all under Burgum. But I saw the Fox one anyway.
Yeah, I think Christie's made it. It says Burgum is the seventh candidate, so I don't know exactly who else, but if Pence hasn't, that speaks volumes. Wow. Absolutely. Texter says fighting the Department of Correctional Resources' liberal incarceration policies, along with the horrible sentencing records of our judges, are the real issues. That's how you back the blue. We shouldn't be seeing violent offenders back on the streets within days. Perpetrators should not be able to accumulate long lists of felonies, some dozens, and still be out offending. Why is that hard? I don't understand why people would argue against that.
I know. Wondered since the first time it got uttered out of some liberal pie hole. Wait, whoa, what?
Another listener says, a binary trigger does not make a weapon more powerful.
True that.
Well, a binary trigger has...
increases your round capacity per minute. Or you want to measure it.
When you pull the trigger, when you release the trigger,
yes,
it allows you to fire.
Fires each time, correct.
So, while it's not...
It's a spring each way.
Powerful would suggest more, you know, ammo comes out or whatever.
No,
yeah.
No, that would be a .308 versus a .223 or whatever. A larger caliber, usually more power. But then you get into ballistics conversations about, you know, a lot of the long-range shooter guys, they use a very small small bullet with a large casing that allows, you know, to push it out there, you know, 1,000 yards or whatever. So there's all sorts of different dynamics to that.
Daniel, I'm guessing that number you're trying to call starts with a 612, not a 512. Just for a heads up there on John Phelan. All right. How is a binary trugger different than a bump stock, somebody wants to know?
I've never used either one, but as I understand it, they both allow, you know, more rapid fire. Not as fast as an automatic fire, but quicker than a single trigger pull semi-automatic fire. But I've never, I've seen a lot of videos of both. But most recently, I really hadn't learned much or knew much about binary triggers. But after the incident here, I did some. And all of this is available. Go on Rumble. Go on, do your searches. You can find all about all that stuff.
All right. Texter says, if some bonehead tries to crawl over through razor wire and gets hurt, oh well. Razor wire is something that Texas has deployed. The federal government has not down at the border. We're going to talk a little bit about that next hour with our friend Todd Benzman from the Center of Immigration Studies and author of the book Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History.
I can't wait to ask him because you know what, Scott, you think about this. Who really cares at this point what Texas needs to or doesn't do or does or whatever? Because Arizona is wide open, and the cartels can work just as easily through Arizona. There is zero effort being made by the governor's office in Arizona, Katie Hobbs, any of those corrupt people that I believe are half owned by the cartels. So they've just funneled a lot more through Arizona, guarantee you. So that's nice. California, too, just wide open there, no problem. So go ahead and put the thing in the river. Nothing's, you know what I mean? That's not the fix. Build the wall. Get 40,000 agents assigned to ICE and CBP and go from there. Put Tom Homan back in charge, I say.
We're due for a chat with Tom Homan, aren't we?
Yeah. Saw him on Newsmax the other day, spouting more unequivocal truth.
No, he used to be you'd see him twice a day on Fox. Again, Fox and others
point,
act like
yeah. No,
Fox and others act.
Newsmax.
Fox and others, you know, act like the border's solved. It's not an issue anymore. Quite the contrary. It's legal theft. You know, like we talked about during the election.
That yep.
How Joe Biden won was by legal theft. All the COVID rules changing how elections were handled and you know mail-in ballots and all that. That's called legal theft.
Well. Yeah,
it's exactly what's happening at the border. It's ridiculous.
When you as you go through your day every day, just think about that. You know the tens of thousands of people that are coming across now. They say legally every month. Again, there's zero vetting. There's in fact, if you the idea is to show up with no ID. Just tell them who tell us who you are. Come on in. That's the process right now, and. Would you do that for your house, for your home, for your gated community, for your neighborhood? That'd be okay? Joe? Kamala? Anybody? Obama? Brock? Come on. Martha's Vineyard, you good with that? We already know how that went.
Ridiculous. Texter you know? Says, Scott, these people seeking asylum and thinking that our people who are vetting these people are going to give honest answers about them is a joke. Who are people going to check with?
Of course it is.
To check out their story. The asylum seekers' government supposedly persecuting them and possibly killing them. This is a joke and always has been.
Yeah, I mean, how do you vet someone from Guatemala, from a village in a jungle in Honduras, or, you know, El Salvador, or Syria, anywhere?
You're saying
don't exist.
There's not a terrorist watch list in Honduras, is that what you're saying?
They don't exist. The databases don't exist. These people are just people, they're, you know, and granted, they're probably, most of them are very excited about that court date to get citizenship and get making money and sending money home and doing all that, but a couple of them might be poisonous, you know. I go back to the, hey, I'll put a bowl of M&M's out, and if five of them in there are poisonous, you're going to eat any of them? No. Why are we doing this, letting these people in?
701-271-1100 if you want to weigh in today. Waiting for our guest, John Phelan, so we'll just keep taking your calls and text, 701-237-1590. Rapid fire doesn't mean accurate fire. An accurate shooter wouldn't use this crap.
True.
Okay.
Back to the question. True.
Very good.
Rapid fire is very chaotic, especially even rapid semi-automatic fire. And I mean, as fast as you can, but good luck. I mean, if you're not, good luck staying on target. That texture is spot on.
All right.
Unless there's a, you know, sky full of pheasants, then you just got to go crazy.
If here's another listener weighing in. If non-binary people refuse to identify which gender they are, shouldn't a binary trigger just be a trigger that identifies as a trigger? Oh, my gosh. Oh, you got a lot.
Well, they're willing to identify under the thousands of genders. It's the sex that they don't quite, you know, because now sex and gender are not the same thing apparently anymore. That's what I've learned about this whole, all this nonsense. When we talk about, you know, male, female, what sex were you born? Well, male, but gender can be anything. Gender can be, there's limitless things in your, what your gender can be. Okay, when did that happen? I missed the memo on that.
The gun didn't do it, says another listener. An Islamic terrorist wannabe who was allowed into our country did it. Vet immigrants vigorously.
Amen.
That makes sense. Another listener says, would Barakat have gotten his citizenship so he could legally purchase his guns? I don't know.
Yeah,
he
did. He was here about 5 years under an asylum claim, as Drew said, 2012 and 2017. He became a citizen, I believe. So it was about which amazed me at the 5-year process. A friend of mine, it took 9 years.
John Phelan is on the phone to tell us a little bit about the presentation coming up in Moorhead that will take place at 11:30 this morning at the Courtyard Marriott called Off the Cliff, Minnesota's Legislative Nosedive and the Climb Back to Sanity. John, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I know you've done a number of these. What is the most eye-opening thing you hear from, you know, the folks that are there realizing just how bad it was this last session? What do folks say?
Well, people are kind of amazed that we went into this session with a forecast budget surplus of $18 billion. And not only did we blow every penny of that, but we actually hiked taxes by about $10 billion on top of that. I mean, it's absolutely nuts. You tell people this and they can't believe it. But it's absolutely true. And one of the things that we do in the talk is explain exactly where the money's gone, where it's going to come from.
You need to know, Minnesota, where this has gone to. You really do. And nobody does it better than the Center of the American Experiment to track that. They're doing the same, by the way, now in North Dakota as well. Find them online at AmericanExperimentND.org or the mothership in Minnesota, AmericanExperiment.org. As well. Besides the dollars and cents you talk about, we've got some new bureaucrats, I understand, too, right?
Yeah, we're hiring thousands of new people. What's interesting about this is we went through, like, the Waltz office's own budget documents and added up all the new employees that they said they were going to have. And we put this on our website. And when a journalist asked Waltz about this, because he's very thin-skinned, he really can't handle questioning or any kind of criticism. And he kind of lost his marbles and started ranting about the center. But it was just his own numbers that were being read back to him. And so, I mean, it goes to show, I think, just how rarely the guy gets any kind of pushback from the media. But we aren't about to hire thousands of new people to staff all these new bureaucracies, all these expanded bureaucracies, and we're doing that at the same time that we're going to be expanding the pay and increasing the pay for government employees.
So the legislative nosedive is on. More about that when we continue with John Phelan after the break. How about the climb back to sanity? What to do about this mess? That too, when we continue.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. The woke agenda, spirited division, open borders, outrageous spending, record debts, $32 trillion, endless propaganda. Our America was meant to ebb and flow, but it seems the limits are increasingly being pushed. Let's get back to our founding principles of hard work, self-responsibility, and flying our statement of freedom, old glory. I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. That's 701-571-FLAG. 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool on display at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sons. You know, they're the indoor air quality experts. H.A. Thompson and Sons made sure that in the post-COVID era, even during COVID, long-term care facilities, schools, government facilities had indoor air quality upgrades. Also, restaurants. You can do the same for your home, by the way, and just have that peace of mind. Find out more at hatandsons.com. That's H.A. Thompson and Sons. Your HATandSons.com is the website. HA Thompson and Sons is the name of the folks that are the indoor air quality experts. Back with John Phelan from the Center of the American Experiment. By the way, he'll be in Moorhead today at 11:30 at the Courtyard by Marriott. Fergus Falls tonight at 5 p.m. Alexandria tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. for the Off the Cliff, Minnesota's legislative nosedive and the Climb Back to Sanity event. Again, 11:30 today, Courtyard Marriott Moorhead. Come on in and take that in and really get a good sense of what happened. What else are the lowlights from this last session, John, that you're going to talk about today?
Well, we kind of cover everything in our policy portfolio. So there's the blackout bill, for example, which is this ridiculous energy measure to make us go kind of carbon free or whatever. And that's not really going to do anything. Even if it did work, it would have an absolutely negligible impact on global temperatures. And all it's going to do is essentially create blackouts, energy blackouts in the state of Minnesota. That's one. There's also various changes have been made to educational curricula so that the move from education towards indoctrination has continued, it's accelerated. And also if you look at public safety, the public safety bill did absolutely nothing to help the public and an awful lot to help criminals. So, you know, your average Minnesotan, they kind of got stiffed out of this.
Yeah, I'll say. Completely ignored, as usual. Is there going to be a political price for this in Minnesota?
I don't know. I really don't know what goes on in the minds of the electorate half the time. So that would be somebody with a better crystal ball than I have.
Yeah. You know, I think events like yours, though, John, are important. I'm glad American Experiment's doing this so people really, you know, a headline here, a headline there. There was just this barrage from the legislature, and they really, in my mind, on purpose, rammed as much of this through as possible with very short timelines for debate and discussion just to ram it through and go on to the next thing, didn't they?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the thing about, you know, to climb back from this, to get back from this, the first step is to inform people, as you say. And the media in Minnesota, with the noble exception of yourself, do an absolutely pitiful job of informing their population. So I'll give you one example. We just voted to spend about $200 million on a train from Minneapolis to Duluth. This is a complete waste of money. It's hundreds of millions of dollars just to ferry oxygen from one part of the state to the other. And it was only after the transportation bill containing that measure had been passed that WDIO, the north of the state, thought to run an article saying, is this value for money? And when they finally got around to writing this article after the bill had passed, they interviewed two people, both of whom supported the measure. That's, in a nutshell, the kind of media coverage you get in Minnesota. That's what we're up against, that kind of professional ignorance.
I would think at some point that, you know, moms and dads, seeing what's happening to schools in Minnesota, would you know, get involved and speak out. The crime problem, especially down in the Twin Cities, is out of control. You know, did the legislature do anything on either front, schools or streets?
Well, like I say, they doubled down on their first move from education to indoctrination in education. So then they're a lot less interested in reading scores, which continue to decline. And they're much more interested in kind of ethnic and social studies. That's where their focus of interest is, so that's where their action is. In terms of, you know, math and reading schools, they don't care. And then you have a situation with public safety. And again, you know, if you look at some of the measures that were passed in that, it's not about making the people safer, it's about making life easier for criminals.
Only about a half a minute left, John, but I want to know on the energy front, there's been a woke global warming-led agenda in Minnesota for some time on the energy front. Did they double down on that this session, too?
Well, absolutely. As I say, they passed this bill, you know, to try and make Minnesota carbon neutral by a certain period, and that's just not going to happen. And all it's going to do is increase bills. It's going to increase costs for industry as well, which is going to hobble us, you know, in comparison with other states and with other countries, let's not forget. And it's going to have absolutely no benefit. And the only consequence is that it means we're going to have blackouts on our energy grid.
Minnesotans, please awaken from your slumber here. Engage. And the first thing you can do is inform yourself and know chapter and verse what happened in the last legislative session. You'll get a chance to ask questions and talk about how the legislature impacted all kinds of things, economy, public safety, energy, education, and a lot more. Today, there are two events, one in Moorhead, 11:30 at the Courtyard by Marriott. Next one in Fergus Falls at 5 p.m. Details at AmericanExperiment.org, AmericanExperiment.org. And also Alexandria, 11:30 a.m. tomorrow, 11:30 a.m. tomorrow. Anything else you need to tell us quick, John?
If you haven't bought a ticket for today or tomorrow, it's not too late. And you can always buy on the door, pay on the door. We've got some space for walk-ups, but only limited.
Don't miss this event, Minnesota. It's an important one. Thanks, John.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Your order.